Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. Talk radio to thrive by. Powerful, inspiring, and coming to you live, bringing you stories of people like you and me busting through and living life full out. Get ready to dare to wonder what your life would be like if you knew you could not fail. And I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. Welcome, 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 everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. I have to tell you, this is an amazing time we get to live in. And the reason I can say that, and say it for a couple of reasons, is for some people it's the best of times. For other folks, it's how to make the best of times. And what I love about this is hearing from each and every one of you talking about things that you've heard on the show, events that you've been to that we've talked about, our sponsors that you're working with that you love, and how all of this comes together to help you move to the next level of your life. Whether it's an illness, whether it's a job, whether it's money, whether it's a relationship, we are talking about a new level of talk radio consciousness. And I want to thank all of the networks that we're on, including this one right now, for making sure that they have kept the airwaves open so that people can reach out, carry a powerful message out into the universe, and help other people live life full out. Today's show is amazing. Mary Jane Mack is joining us here today. She is a regular on the Dr. Pat Show and someone that has been helping people worldwide. Right now, you're going to get to experience what it's like to be on this show with Mary Jane Mack, this incredible holistic healer, this medical intuitive, this CRA expert, and by the way, someone that knows how to lift us up to that next level of healing, wholeness, and amazing lives. This is, for me, such a blessing to be able to take this message out to all of you. And beyond all of that, to introduce you to one of our most incredible holistic healers, Mary Jane Mack. Today you're going to hear about something most of us have come to know and love as CRA. We're going to describe it for you, and hopefully we're going to open up these phone lines and some of you out there are going to get to experience it. But Mary Jane Mack is someone that has been helping people, regardless of what it looks like they're showing up with, people of all ages, from all walks of life, get rid of whatever's ailing them and get to that place of perfect health. Tonight, we're taking on a big, big, big subject, allergy relief. And we'll talk about what the symptoms are, but more importantly, what it is that allergies do. Sometimes you may not even see the effects of an allergy or feel it, but you know there's something wrong. So I want to introduce all of you to Mary Jane Mack. Mary Jane, thank you so much for joining us here today. I'm so excited about the show. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, I am so excited to be here. It's always fun working with you and listening to the listeners. It's just a great time.
Well, it is a great time, and I want to start by talking about CRA for a minute, just to give everybody sort of a recap, and because this is a new station for you, perhaps get everybody caught up. But also, you've just come off of a week with Dr. Versendahl, and so I would like for you to talk about CRA, talk about what last week was like, and let's set the stage for what folks can expect tonight.
Well, Dr. Versendahl is my mentor, and he is the inventor or the person that has started CRA, and he's been doing it for over 50 years, and he is just a genius. And I had the pleasure of having Dr. Versendahl in my office last week. And 2 weeks ago, we were in New York together for a seminar. Dr. Versendahl always has updated research and new protocols and different ways to look at things. So with CRA, we're never standing still. We're always looking at what's the next step, what's going to work better, putting things together with how the environment and how foods and things affect the body, and what we could do to improve the body so the body doesn't react to those allergens. So Dr. Versinal was in the office last week, and it was just totally amazing. My clients they sign up way ahead of time to see him, and he blesses them and performs his miracles on each and every one of them. And it's always fun to find new, what they think it might be a serious condition that sometimes the people haven't been in for a while. And then they come in and see Dr. Versinal, and it winds up to be something very simple, easy to take care of, and we do it very quickly.
And, you know, let's talk about that do it very quickly and what it is. Let's describe for our listeners what CRA is and what some folks might get to experience tonight during the show. Hopefully there'll be some time to open up the phone lines. But, you know, let's talk about this and how you've become so expert at this, Mary Jane.
I've been doing CRA now since 1992, and I teach CRA and have taught CRA since 1995. So I teach this to healthcare professionals all over the country. Mm. And what it is, it's a simple technique, and all I need is my own hands, my own body. I don't need any machines. I don't need anything else. And what I do is I'm checking the energy of the body, the energy connection. And the nervous system is the energy connection of the body. So that nervous system, I'm checking to see how everything is connected. So I follow a certain protocol, and in that protocol, I'm pointing to different, similar to acupuncture points, you might say. And the body, when I follow that protocol, the body will tell me in order where it is out of balance. For example, if you fell and you hurt your knee, it'd be red hot and swollen. And if you put your hand on your knee, you actually can feel that heat. Well, it's the same way when the body is out of balance inside. It's red, hot, and swollen. And what I'm doing is looking for those hot spots on the body. And the body's innate intelligence will only tell me where it needs help. So it will tell me in exact order the priorities and the attention we need to put to certain organs. And that's why it's so much fun, because it's when you take care of the body in order, you have results. And by doing CRA and doing this protocol, I know exactly what the problem is, what I need to do to change it, what nutrition they need to improve it, how much they need to take, and for how long. And in that time, we have predictable results.
You know, this is really kind of, for all of us, a relief, because so many people, and you know this, Mary Jane, so many people across the globe are suffering. We did a show not too long ago where we talked about the level of pain and the level of pain in women. And, you know, today we come here to open up a conversation on allergy, but it's also a conversation on healing. I know so many people, as you know, have walked through your door that basically have given up. What's it like to be working with someone that up until this point walk into your office and they pretty much have given up, and given up because they haven't been able to get help, but then, you know, they're working with you and all of a sudden there's a change, there's a healing that they've never had before. What is that like for you?
It's really exciting. I see people all the time that have been to all the doctors. They've had all the tests. They've had everything done, and there's no answer to their problem. And now they know that something's wrong, but they've been told, oh, you're okay, there's nothing wrong here. And yet they don't feel good, and they've been going through every possible person out there in different types of medicine, different types of therapies. And then when they come in here and we do the CRA check, it's always, again, I just follow the protocol and their body gives me the answer. And when I'm able to explain what I find to them, it makes so much sense, because sometimes they don't even tell me what it is, and I'm able to pick it up, or they think it's something different than what it is. And then when I pick up whatever the organ or issue is, and then explain or ask, do you have these type of symptoms, and everything fits, Well, now they start to think about that and think, oh my gosh, nobody's ever told me that before. And yeah, I do have that. I do have a runny nose. I do have sinus problems. I do have those things. But no one ever thought that that had anything to do with my other issue, my allergy, or a sick bladder, or whatever it might be. And
well,
again,
and you know,
when we do the nutrition protocol, we have predictable results.
Yeah. You know, what's really cool about this is, and I've had this experience recently myself, is, you know, allergies are, I believe, one of the least talked about responses or least talked about causes of serious illness. And I wanted you to talk about that. You know, when we say allergies, I would love for you to talk about some of these frequencies that you detect and, you know, how this goes beyond just the runny nose, because there's a whole range of allergies here that can cause some serious problems, right?
Exactly, exactly. When people think of allergies, they think of the usual runny nose, pollen, spring season. When we think of allergies in CRA, we score the body, and we score the body to be a 90 frequency. And in that frequency, every number means something. So when you're in a 30 frequency, when we pick up a 30 frequency, and that's just pulsing the body in the technique we do, that tells us there's an allergy in the body. Now, an allergy could be, it could be sinus congestion, it could be runny nose, it could be sore throat, it could be having trouble breathing, it could be like asthma type things, it could be bladders, no energy, very tired, bloated, their digestive system is basically very slow. It could be they just in general are so used to the way they feel, they don't even know that it's any different. It could be environmental allergies. It could be chemical sensitivities. Just your environment, just living in a house these days. It could be an allergy to the electricity in your house, an allergy to the gases that come up your drains in your house. All these things affect the body. So when you're taking in all these toxins all the time, those toxins have to go through your system. And when they go through your system and your body gets all backed up, well, now you're going to have symptoms. And the bladder is one of the organs that takes the hit the hardest. It also can be the liver. The liver can get congested. And so now, again, you back up with all these other symptoms.
So you know, one of the things that I think you've said that's so important, if for those people listening, you know, they may not be thinking, and I've seen you in action, so I have a better sense of this, but they may not be thinking, wow, I've got a congested liver. That's because there are some things that in conventional medicine we just don't test for, but you're able to sort of detect some of these underlying, let's call it root causes for things, and adjust them. Congested liver, what will something like that contribute to?
Well, I'll give you an example of a client that walked in. She came in, suddenly presented with allergies, was really doing fine when most people were having allergy symptoms, but just bang, she got the total congestion, the sinuses, the runny eyes, tired, irritable, couldn't sleep at night. And all she could remember was when she had moved out of state and just returned. And all she could think of was the only thing that helped those allergies 20 years ago was I had to go in for a cortisone shot. And so in her mind, she immediately went to that relief that she got from a cortisone shot. So as I checked her, what I found was that she had a congested liver. Her liver was just backed up. So now that liver being congested backed up her sinuses, and she presented with all these horrible allergy symptoms. Well, I put her on a nutrition protocol to release the liver and pull the toxins out, and within 2 days, she had absolutely no symptoms, none, and needed nothing for those allergies, no antihistamine, no natural antihistamine, nothing. That's how quickly it changed that. So now most people walk around with those symptoms, and they're taking all these antihistamines, and they're taking things to dry them up, and these things can make the liver worse because it dries the liver out, and it's not really, some of the antihistamines release a little bit out of the liver, but more often it makes the liver a little more congested and dry.
Yeah, I think this is absolutely incredible. We've got lots more stories to share for everyone, but I want to make sure all of you out there that are listening to the show, if you want to get some insight as to what might be going on with you, your body, your energy field, this is the show you want to be able to call in. We're going to make sure that your calls get in and we take your calls and get you some answers with Mary Jane Mack tonight. The best way to do that is to call our toll-free number. Please make sure you dial this in. You get in the queue as quickly as possible as you can so that Mary Jane may be able to take a look at what's going on with you and provide you with some incredible ideas, suggestions, and relief. 888-815-9756. That's the United States and Canada. That's 888-815-9756. We're going to be taking your calls throughout the show tonight, and I want to make sure that you have an opportunity to call in. Let's take a short break on the Dr. Pat Show. In the meantime, we'll make sure we get your calls. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive by very special guest today, healer, holistic expert, medical intuitive, Mary Jane Mack. Let's take a short break. We'll be right back, and we'll take your calls.
Is your soul thirsty for love this Valentine's Day? Fill it up with Aqua Mantra's I Am Loved Water and feel the love with every conscious sip. You attract love into your reality when you're overflowing with love from within. Pick up a case of Aqua Mantra's award-winning premium natural spring water that flows from the abundant streams of Mount Palomar, California. Now in our brand new biodegradable and recyclable bottles. On sale at aquamantra.com/ I Am Loved. And know you are loved.
Are you concerned about a specific health issue? Do you want to know what causes it? Are you ready to tap into the inner wisdom of your body and listen to what it is telling you? It's a scientific fact that your health condition, present circumstance, and excess weight are not the result of your diet, exercise regime, or genetic makeup. Your thoughts, feelings, and emotions all directly and specifically influence all your body functions, including heart rate, digestion, and organs. Anger is stored in the liver, resentment is stored in the gallbladder, and lack of support shows up in your back. Our bodies give us clues to how we have been thinking, feeling, and acting. Dr. Cal specializes in interpreting these clues, ignites your inner healer, and guides you step by step to continuous, positive, and lasting health changes. When you change your mind, you change your life. Get in your driver's seat today. Visit AskDrKel.com. That's AskDrKel.com.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to AspireMag.net today. No purchase necessary. And live an inspired life.
Ready to manifest your heart's desire? Want to know the secret to navigating life's in-between times with confidence and skill? Ready, Set, Manifest with Life Coach Debbie Lacey offers real tools to coach yourself through the in-betweens and leaps in life. Say goodbye to being stuck and hello to Ready, Set, Manifest. Visit theinspiredcoach.com and join the next Ready, Set, Manifest telegathering. You're not lost. You're getting ready. Visit theinspiredcoach.com.
E-Cloth, the only cleaning solution you'll ever need. E-Cloth's fiber function does the cleaning, not a chemical reaction. Also, no paper towels or chemicals to buy, so you'll save lots of money. And E-Cloths are guaranteed to thoroughly clean for years, the whole time safer for you, your family, the environment, and saving you lots of money. As a Dr. Pat Show listener, get 20% off everything you order and free shipping. Go to ecloth.com, and when checking out, enter Dr. Pat. You'll never go back to cleaning any other way.
Reach your full potential and increase energy with the superfood of the Inca, Maca Magic. Maca naturally balances hormones, relieves symptoms of PMS, menopause, and erectile dysfunction. Maca increases energy, stamina, and endurance without caffeine. Visit macaroot.com. That's macaroot.com. Call 541-846-6222. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. Products are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Neshama Living, where your optimal health begins with awareness, grows with knowledge, flourishes with proactive solutions, and is practiced as a way of life. Neshama Living is dedicated to wholeness of body, mind, and spirit. The Neshama Living Hour is coming to the Dr. Pat Show. Get ready to regain your natural balance, take control of your health and vitality, and build your foundation for wellness with Neshama Living on the Dr. Pat Show.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness Carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness, from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness Natural Food for Pets, where true wellness begins.
Wow. Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. I'm so glad you could join us tonight and thrilled to be introducing you to Mary Jane Mack. I want to make sure that all of you that would love to find out more about Mary Jane, go to the website maryjanemack.com or give her a call toll-free at 888-777-4232. It's really easy, 888-777-4232. She is so thrilled that you'll be able to call her, and she'll be able to give you an assessment and pretty much tell you what the next steps are. Most of us know her as this incredible healer and medical intuitive, and what I want to say to all of you out there, this is a very special and rare opportunity for you to give us a shout if there's something going on in your body or if there's something going on in somebody else's body that you might know, whether it's a mother or a loved one. She'll be able to pinpoint that right here live on air tonight. Give us a call at the station's toll-free number, 888-815-9756, 888-815-9756, and we will absolutely get you connected and get you some answers. Tonight we're taking on a big topic, and it is big, because people actually die from allergic reactions to things, whether it's a serious, abrupt, acute, something that goes on, or whether it is an allergy or an allergy symptom that stays with you in the body to affect, as we've been talking about, organs of your body, your immune system, and much more. Tonight, Mary Jane Mack is talking about CRA. It's an amazing technique, approach that she has discovered, trained with, Dr. Versendahl, and then beyond that, now trains people across the globe. Mary Jane, thank you for joining us here today. You know, sometimes we think about some of this new technology, or which is actually an old approach in so many ways. And you and I were talking during a break, and I really think we should share some of this with our listeners. I made a comment that we go through this world, this life, and we count on doctors and we count on the medical profession to give us an answer. And a lot of people, millions of people, do get answers. But there isn't usually any room in the conventional model to really go back to some basics, such as what you and I are talking about tonight, that bring us to the 21st century with brand new solutions. And let's talk about that. You know, there are people that really do believe there's only one way, but aren't we really learning more about integrative medicine and natural medicine?
Absolutely. And today, you know, there's a lot of young doctors who have to learn about different techniques and ways, because the old ways aren't working. But it's you know, there's, when people go to doctors, the average elderly person is on 12 plus drugs. Now, and an average young person is on 7 drugs. Within 3 visits, when a person goes to a doctor, they can be on anywhere from 2 to 7 drugs. So,
wow.
If the body has its own innate ability to heal itself. If given what it needs, it's like if you cut your hand and you did nothing but kept it clean, it's going to heal itself. Well, it's the same inside. But today, because of our environment and the food we eat and everything that we do, we keep depleting what our body needs to repair itself and get well. So when people go to the doctor and they get on all those drugs, most of the time it's because their body is lacking good nutrition, doesn't have what it needs, so it takes more drugs to get the results.
Let me just ask you a question real quick here. You know, at some level, we start to wear ourselves down. And what I mean by that, and that's definitely was my situation, you know, we get to the point where we're putting so many drugs in without any relief on the other end to really end and stop it, right? Do you know what I'm saying?
Exactly,
it's kind of,
yes.
Like it's month after month after month after month, to the point where, in my case, the effect of the drug no longer worked. And so my cells, literally, they stopped working. And so here now we have another situation. And honestly, if I didn't discover something other than what was happening, something more natural, I'm not sure that I would be here talking with you today. And I'm very grateful that I am. So this is truly an awakening for many people listening to the show to find something new, something natural, and something proven, such as what you're talking about with CRA, isn't it?
Exactly. And when I talk to people, what I do just makes so much sense, because it's just talking simply about how the body works, what the body needs to repair itself, and what you can do to get those results. Sometimes it involves going to chiropractic. Sometimes it involves, something as simple as putting a heel lift in somebody's shoe to correct their posture, to change the way their body works. It's amazing sometimes the little miracles that we can do to change somebody's total physiology.
Let's talk about the environment for a minute, because allergies, you know, kind of spread across a couple of different venues. I mean, earlier we were talking about the allergies that one might have, you know, something you eat, something you put in your body. But let's talk about environment. You know, I did a show not too long ago, Mary Jane, where, you know, I was talking about sort of the common sense rationale, nothing scientific from my part, as to why, you know, women would be experiencing more pain, more autoimmune symptoms than men. And someone called in and said, well, do you think our cleaning detergents and fluids have anything to do with it? And I wanted to ask you, you know, where do you stand with environmental issues, situations, and how do they affect our health?
Oh, absolutely. And you're right about the cleaning solutions today. I mean, I see these young people and some of the things they're using to clean and not only clean their bathrooms and their tubs and not only using harsh chemicals, but they're getting into the tubs and showers barefoot while they clean them. So, and they have no idea that how harmful those things are. The other thing is just not only the cleaning products and everything in the house, you think about when people have new furniture, new carpeting, they have their wood floors redone and they still stay in the house or go in the house shortly afterwards. They paint their houses, just things in their own house. And again, they have wires and electricity that they've had for years that they never change, surge protectors that they never renew. All those things can leak electricity and cause dry nerves. People that have red faces and they've been to the doctor and can't figure out what's going on, sometimes it's their house that they need to look at. And with CRA, we're able to not only test the person, but test their house and make sure that they're living in a healthy environment. And then there's outside, there's the lawns, and people think that, you know, the lawn, they walk along the street and go for a walk, and they think they're going for a healthy walk, and they're walking next to the lawn at the mall that's just had fertilizer and everything put down on it. And they take their animals on those things, and then they have reactions to it. So the environment is everywhere. If you're healthy, you can handle that environment. If you're not healthy, then that is when it just, it weakens you, and it makes you, those environmental things actually make you anemic. And the more anemic you become, the more symptoms you have, and the less you can handle your environment.
Well, you know, part of this is also what we're starting to learn more about these days. I mean, I love your example, because I could see myself years ago doing exactly what you just talked about, climbing in the shower, right?
Right.
Spraying the whole thing, right, to get everything, you know, the mold and everything else going on there.
Using the toothbrush. You
know, yeah. Breathing the stuff in. And, you know, I remember, gosh, I shouldn't even be talking about this, but I remember that we would do experiments with mixing different cleaners together because we really didn't know this stuff.
Right.
We did not know this.
And that, you know, even today, again, people still don't look at that and don't think about, when I listen to people about their homes and they're painting and they're doing all these things, and they just don't think that's an issue, and then they stay, like, they have their floors redone, they paint their bedroom, they put in new furniture, and then they can't wait to get in there and sleep there as soon as it's done.
Well, you know, what's interesting, too, about this is, you know, we don't really think about that, do we?
No, not at all. And then what I see after that, then you got little dogs that are on those floors. And now you're going to have, it doesn't take long for everybody to not feel good, but do they think about it's the bedroom or the chemicals? No, they think they got the flu. They think they've got a cold. They think they have something else instead of thinking about where they're living.
Mm-hmm. Now, I know you recently worked with someone that was extremely sensitive to her environment. I mean, so much so, you know, perfumes, lotions, and we're now getting more awareness to this because I forget if it was Halle Berry or whoever it was now just put out a brand new perfume line that was for people that were sensitive to some of these smells. You know, what was it you were able to do with her? What did you discover?
For that particular person, they really had a hard time with their environment and had it for a long time. And what I found on her, basically, she was anemic. Now, this person had all the blood tests, and her blood tests all came out fine, that her blood was okay. However, we pick it up at a subclinical level. And the more sensitivities that you have, the chance of you being anemic is pretty high, because the more you're exposed to things, you can't handle your environment anymore. And that's when you have more and more sensitivities to perfumes and to everything else, because your body's own system is in such a low frequency. When we look at a 30 frequency for allergies, a 20 frequency is disease. So you're not far from that.
Wow. Well, I mean, so, you know, honestly, if you don't get some help with it, it can only go down. I mean, so we also have situations where we hear this all the time. Lots of young children, and I want to ask you about this and ask you if you do work with children. Lots of young children these days are allergic. As a matter of fact, I have just been recently this week around several kids, 2 years old, 3 years old. One of them are allergic to apples. Another one allergic to strawberries. Another one, the mom doesn't even know what she's allergic to. And so this is, I'm not familiar with growing up with this. And to have so many young children have these kind of reactions doesn't even make sense to me. Can you explain this?
Well, when these kids, for one thing, when they start out, There's so many things that the kids have that do have chemicals and do have prepackaged food and different things, that the kids already get off to a rough start, and their immune system and their system never gets a chance to catch up. And today the wheat and the food is so heavy that it causes the kids' livers to get congested. It causes their guts to get congested. They usually have a pretty bad digestive system. So what we do is we use a product that helps detoxify them and gets rid of parasites. A lot of these kids have parasites. And we have a brand new product by Vervita, and we give these kids, they might just need one or two a week, depending on their age. But it starts to pull the poisons and the toxins out, so the level isn't so high. So, again, their body could start to regenerate and heal.
So, you know, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is how allergies, first of all, how they affect the frequency we're talking about here, because I think people would love to know more about how you measure that frequency. And I've actually got an instant message here from someone with a question. But the other thing is that we show up as tired a lot of time. You know what I'm saying, Mary Jane? It's like, oh, my God, I'm tired. I don't have any energy. And so we think that's almost normal in these days, right?
It's absolutely. Everybody's tired.
Everybody's tired. Actually, if you're around someone that has a lot of energy, you look at them like, oh, my gosh, like, what are you taking? So we've gotten accustomed to being tired all the time. But is that, in fact, or could that be as a result of allergies?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. The body, when the body has allergies, think of it this way. The body is full of toxins. And when we talk about frequency, we measure the frequency from a 0 to a 90. And a 20 is disease, and a 30 is what we call allergies. And when that's pretty low to disease. So now you have all these toxins, and it's like you talk about apples. Well, there's more chemicals used on apples, and everybody certainly isn't buying organic apples. And the same with strawberries, things that absorb a lot of chemicals. And now a lot of the fruit in the wintertime comes from Chile and other places where it's not even regulated the type of pesticides they use. So that has a lot to do with why these kids are so sensitive, too. And, again, the more chemicals in the system, the more it wipes out their blood. They become anemic. Their liver is congested. Their bladder is full of chemicals and toxins. And that affects the whole system, and the body is tired. Even the heart can have, like, allergy reactions and be a 30 frequency. So now what we use is we have a great product that we're using now called Cleanse. And it's one product that'll help detoxify the body that's gentle, it's not harsh, it's easy on the body, and it's to get the body clear so the body could catch up and start to heal itself.
You know, there are so many people that you get to see. I want to talk a little bit about some of the people that you work with that don't live in your area. I mean, there are people that you work with that live across the country and across the world. I would love for you to talk a little bit about how that works and for our listeners tonight to let them know how they can work with you regardless of where they live.
Well, I have clients all over the country, and I have for many years. And so when somebody calls me, what we do is a phone consultation, and I go through my technique as if they were in front of me. I'm just following the very same technique. And in that system, again, I just think of them, and their body will tell me where these hot spots are. So when I go through the check and tell them what I'm finding, then those symptoms make sense to them, and everything usually just fits. So we just provide them with the nutrition they need for their body to heal themselves. And like, I had one gal call, and she just had this terrible reaction. It was like an allergic reaction, and she was getting asthma, and she just could hardly breathe, major congestion, her eyes were watery, she was very cranky, not happy, couldn't sleep, she was going to school, and she could hardly get through school, and then wound up going to the ER because she couldn't breathe. So when she called, this was after going to the ER, she still was in pretty much a crisis. And, of course, the drug of choice they gave her was cortisone.
Oh, yeah.
And, again, it helped relieve a little bit of the symptoms. But what I found in her particular case is she had a toxic bowel. Now, they were treating her for her lungs and her congestion and her sinuses. But what was truly wrong was her bowel was so full of toxins that those toxins were backing up into her sinuses and her lungs and causing her all those problems. So for her, what we did to get her out of the crisis was I had her take a bath in about 15 pounds of Epsom salt to pull the toxins out and help pull some of that those toxins out of their gut very quickly, and then repeat it every day for a couple of days, and immediately she got relief just from that bath.
Well, and you know, these are the kinds of things that most of us need to be reminded of. And we hear the term detoxify a lot. And I want to get back to something you just said a few minutes ago, that you had something that is a great, you know, cleanser, but that it's gentle. And I want to talk about that a minute, because right now, if you go on the internet or you Google, everybody is doing some kind of cleanse.
Oh, yeah.
Most people are doing it unsupervised. And then when they get worse results than when they started, they don't really understand why. And would you address why it's important to have a cleansing product or whatever cleanse that is, or whatever it was you were referring to have it be gentle, so to speak?
Well, today, that is the craze. Everybody wants to detoxify. People come in here and ask me that all the time. They either want to lose weight or detox their body because they've seen so much on the internet. Most detoxes just dry the body out. They do not, when they're harsh, you can clean things out, but it doesn't change the body. They can still have the same congested liver. They can still have the congested gallbladder. So we do not like detoxes that people take and do them for so many days and just dry them out. It doesn't re-nourish their body. It doesn't repair their body. And what we do is we have this new product called Cleanse. It has so many different products in the one product that is taking care of any parasites. It's cleaning out the kidneys. It's cleaning out the liver. It's detoxifying the whole system, but in a gentle way that's hydrating it at the same time.
And this is really kind of the importance for everybody to really be thinking about right now. You know, sometimes we think about getting well and getting well quick. We're almost in this place here that, you know, we move ahead. We want things done quickly. I've got an instant message I want to read to you, if you don't mind. And it's from one of our listeners, and thank you so much for your instant message. Here's the question. I've had allergies. I'm going to try to read this. It's a bit long, in about four different pieces. I've had allergies all my life. I've been to pretty much every doctor that you can imagine and been poked and tested for allergies and have not really gotten any relief. How is it you're able to get at the source? And what are these allergy tests missing? Can I actually get relief? Kathy, I think it's Iowa. Kathy from Iowa.
And absolutely she could get relief. It depends on the type of allergy symptoms she's had, but it really doesn't matter. Again, we go through the protocol. And often when they're looking for allergies, they're looking for seasonal allergies or some chemical sensitivities or some things
right.
like that. They're not looking at other organs. And what I pick up on this person is a really sick bladder.
And
sometimes they could go with absolutely no symptoms with their bladder. Other times they might have symptoms. But often, you know, people can go with undetected bladder issues for years, but that can be the source of the allergies.
Well, let's talk about the bladder allergies for a minute. I mean, because they show up in different ways, and we don't really put it together. You know what I'm trying to say?
Exactly.
Let's talk about how a bladder allergy might show up physically on our bodies.
Bladder allergies can cause some of the sickest problems. What we see with people with sick bladders, they can have cystitis, which is inflammation of the bladder, and that can be from a tired heart. Your heart's so tired that your bladder expands. And you've heard about people that have prolapsed bladders. That's from a tired heart or a heart full of toxins, too. People who have sick bladders have cellulite. Those are the people that have corns and calluses. All these toxins, it's like peeing out your feet. All these toxins go through out your feet and into your shoes. We're in shoes that all this stuff goes into every day without cleaning them, maybe spraying them with a citrus spray. It's just like you clean your house. You got to clean your shoes. And tooth decay can be from bladder. Head colds. People think they have colds and flu. And it's not cold and flu. It's a sick bladder that's backing up all these toxins, especially those people that have cold and flu that keep getting it over and over again. They get well, then they get sick again. Sinus concerns, major bladder problem or kidney thing. People who have fungus on their nails or sick nails. Varicose veins, those are from a sick bladder. And people that are coughing, because in Chinese medicine, it's bladder, kidney, and lungs. So people who are coughing and have breathing problems often have bladder problems. And skin issues. When your bladder is sick, your skin is your largest organ. So where are those toxins going to come? They're going to come out your skin.
I have another instant message that just came in as well, and I want to get to this question because, we apparently are hitting a nerve here with the detox. Question for Mary Jane, how long do you take the cleanse? How do you know when you are done? I think this person is referencing your particular cleanse, Mary Jane.
Okay. Well, what I do is I test exactly how much cleanse. First of all, does this person need this product? And then if you test to need this product, then I determine how much you need, and your body will tell me. Sometimes it's a higher dose for a couple of weeks, sometimes a month, if you're a bigger person. And when I say a higher dose, that could be as many as 5 capsules. That would be a higher dose.
Okay.
And then
it.
At the end of that month, you may need, depending on where you're at, you may need 1 or you may need 3. But we determine exactly what you need, so we're not guessing at it. And then we keep you on one, most people, maybe not if you're tiny and petite, you don't need one every day. You might need one a week. But we keep you on that to keep your body clean so you don't have to go back and do it again. You get your body to a healthy state and you maintain that healthy state.
So, thank you all. Thank you all for your questions, and I'll try to get the rest of them in here real soon. I've got a couple of other questions coming in that has to do with, okay, Mary Jane, thank you for a great show. They used your initials, MJ, isn't that great? Thank you for a great show. You talked about the bladder. What about the kidney? How do allergies affect the kidney, if at all? Great question.
Oh, absolutely. They go hand in hand. Bladder and kidney go hand in hand. Because the kidneys, if the kidneys are backed up and low frequency, you're going to have sinus problems. You're going to have the head colds. You're going to have the same type of things. But, when it's in the bladder is usually more poisons and toxins going through that bladder at one time, then the kidneys can filter it a little better. But it all goes together. We have products that keep the kidney clean, lubricate the kidney, as well as lubricate the bladder. So we're not just looking at a cleanse. We're looking at what else does the body need to maintain optimum health in every organ, in every system to get you to peak performance.
Well, let's talk about peak performance for a minute and kind of bring this conversation full circle. And let me thank you for joining us here tonight, Mary Jane. For those of you that want to find out more about Mary Jane, you can go to the website, MaryJaneMack.com. That's MaryJaneMack.com. And, you know, one of the things, Mary Jane, I think it's important for folks to know is they can call in. They could call her office. This is the number that you all want to call to set up an appointment with Mary Jane. It's 888-777-4232, 888-777-4232. Let's kind of bring this back to full circle. I mean, the conversation started talking about healing and talking about what you have become, you know, nationally known for, which is CRA. There are so many aches and pains and things that people are finding about their bodies. I want to take a minute and ask you about pain for a minute. Many folks, and millions, by the way, and most of them women nationally, are suffering from chronic pain beyond anything that most of them even could imagine for their lives. And I wanted to ask you about CRA and these allergies and pain. Is there an interaction, or is pain such a big conversation? It's probably worth a show in itself, isn't it?
Well, we look at pain as a 40 frequency.
Okay.
So a 40 frequency, pain is often anger or emotions.
Mm-hmm.
It's something, so we look again at what the frequency of the body is, and we could actually tell, was it from an injury? Is this a past emotion? Is it have to do with the immune system? So we can determine exactly where that pain is coming from. And then we either use nutrition, or right now we're using essential oils, Revita essential oils, and we have unbelievable results with the essential oils to take baths and release those past emotions. So it's what's causing the pain that we go after and then start to get rid of the layers there to get the body released from that condition so they could start to heal.
Now, you spent a week with Dr. Versendahl, and he is your mentor. And I'm always curious to know what is on the horizon. You know, what is it that you and he got to talk about that kind of got you excited about your work and his work and about helping people?
Oh, it's an exciting time because Dr. Versendahl has developed some new products, and those new products, the line is very simple. There's nine different products, and then we're using the Vervita oils. And the results we're having, it was to simplify things for people so they don't have so many different products to take. And so it's specifically giving them certain products that can take care of many things instead of just one thing and have great results. And what we see is so many amazing miracles with what we've been doing in the last 3 months with the new research that we're so excited with all the feedback we get, especially the oils and the work on releasing people's emotions, because everybody has a story, and it's all about a hurt or an emotion that caused us to get in the state we are.
Mm. And we don't really go to that as the root cause, do we? I mean, we're really good at covering up a whole bunch of emotions, aren't we?
Exactly. And when we do the testing, we can tell, is it an emotion? Because unless you address the emotion, you're just band-aiding somebody. And what we do for that is a simple thing. I mean, a simple technique with either the baths or some nutrition to help them release that emotion, and they have really good results.
I have to ask you, I'm curious, and I know that you treat people all over the globe, but, you know, there are some folks that I'm sure have shown up on your footsteps, at your doorstep, and pretty much they were pretty close to, you know, throwing in the towel. How is it that you've been able to help them? And, you know, what is the surprise in their lives when they see that you've been able to do something that nobody else could do?
Well, you know, when I have somebody like that, what I think it is the energy I share with them. because I get excited that I can help them. And I think they see my how I feel about them, because I treat everybody just like my family, and I treat them special. And when I see somebody that's done it all and has no answers, I get even more excited, because I know that I have an answer. I can help them, and their body will tell me what path to take. So when they see my excitement, and I offer them hope. I mean, you have to have hope. You can't give up. Life is a journey, and it's people come here because they're led here. They came here for a reason. Mm-hmm. And that's what I tell them. I mean, everything in their life, it was a journey, and they learned from it. And now it's time to keep learning and get well.
Well, I have to tell you, this has been a fabulous conversation, fabulous show, and looking forward to doing more of these with you. I wanted you to share with our listeners a message of hope. One of the things that is important for them to know about your work, about who you are, and about some of the relief that countless people are experiencing. What's your personal message for our listeners tonight, Mary Jane? And thank you so much for joining us.
Oh, you're welcome. Well, with CRA, there is always hope and always an answer. And it's important to follow your own intuition regarding your health and health concerns. No one knows you better than you know yourself. So the body has the ability to heal itself, and with CRA, we have a technique to help you and guide you on that journey. And we wish each and every one of our people the best and success in that journey.
Well, thank you. Let's give out your website and phone number again for folks. And the best thing for them to do is to either give you a call or, check you out on the website, make an appointment. So please give out your phone number again, Mary Jane.
Okay, it's 888-777-4232. Or MaryJaneMack.com, or you can email us also at info@MaryJaneMack, and if you call, you'll be talking to Rhonda, and she'll be happy to help you.
Absolutely, and don't miss Mary Jane Mack on a future upcoming show on the Dr. Pat Show. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I mean, wow, there's always so much to talk about. What a great journey this is to be able to take this with you, Mary Jane. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
I want to thank all of you out there for tuning us in and turning us on. I know that if you've missed any part of this, we will make sure that you get the archive and get it up there so that you can listen to this again. But I encourage you to go to Mary Jane's website, MaryJaneMack.com. Check it out. You'll get a sense of what CRA is, but more importantly, you'll get a sense of what her work is about and how she's helping people. I also want to give you a heads up that she will be hosting the Dr. Pat Show in a week or so, and we'll be sending that information out in our newsletter. Until next time, remember that you have everything you need inside you to live life full out. And I am thrilled and honored to be able to bring people like Mary Jane Mack to you each and every day. We're going to keep doing what we're doing because you are important to us. So thank you so much. For more information about the Dr. Pat Show, simply go to drpatlive.com. That's drpatlive.com. And remember, live life full out. Have a great and happy Mother's Day. And make sure that you take great care of yourself. We'll see you next time.